On a warm Wednesday evening at the Kuprinoff Community Building, councillors gathered around the table with Petersburg Borough Consultant Bob Prunella. Prunella emphasized his belief that poor communications from Petersburg had led to mistrust in areas like the city of Kuprinoff, which Petersburg wants to include in its proposed borough. Petersburg's council first approved its borough petition back in 2008, but was unable to collect enough signatures from outlying areas to send it in for state review.
So my attempt is let's get things clear, people understand, and then you can make informed, sign your petition or don't, but at least don't feel that someone's blowing smoke at you or that nobody cares. I mean, I care.
Prunella said he cared that people got their questions answered. One of those questions was whether the borough would require new government positions on top of those already in the city of Petersburg. It won't, according to Prunella, and according to Kuprinoff Councillor Tom Reinhartz, who served on the commission that drafted the borough charter for Petersburg. Reinhartz has been critical of the process, however, he clarified that it would not mean an additional layer of government.
The city of Petersburg, all of the city employed staff, from the city manager on down, mm-hmm. will become borough employees. So the city of Petersburg goes away,
disappears,
is dissolved, and that paid staff, city staff, becomes the paid borough staff.
Another issue, of course, is taxes. Under the borough plan, all areas outside the current city limits would be charged a flat 4 mils. Prunella noted that was a matter of law to provide for school funding.
The Local Boundary Commission, the state of Alaska, the constitution of the state of Alaska, says that there will be 4 mils levied on the real value of property which goes to the education of the Alaska kids, all of them. And that's what it says.
However, Prunella acknowledged that the borough assembly and the voters could move to increase the millage rate for outlying areas in the future, and that was a concern for Kuprinoff Councillor Butch Anderson, who said he moved out of Washington State because of increasing taxes. Anderson said he did not mind his county's initial levy for schools, libraries, and emergency services.
But then we voted a 1% raise. I paid $3,200 for my 10 acres with no running water, no electricity, no nothing on it. And they said 1% per year, and they turn around and they jumped it up to 4,200. And they says, that's more than 1%. No, we assessed it for more now. I mean, and when they start assessing it, mm-hmm. and the idea behind it was, you either pay it or we'll own it.
Okay.
We don't care. And
well,
that's why I don't want to get hooked on.
But I don't see that happening, I'll be quite frank with you.
So I didn't see it down there, but it worked.
You're comparing apples and oranges.
I know, this is a different state. No,
that's a whole different thing.
As one Kuprinoff resident added, it depends on the assembly at the time. And Prunella pointed out that as part of the borough, Kuprinoff residents could run for the assembly, the seats of which are all at large, meaning anyone within the borough boundaries can run for any seat. And while the city of Petersburg would basically turn into the borough government, the city of Kuprinoff would continue on as a second-class city, according to Prunella.
You will still have complete control of your planning and zoning, your platting, your land use as a city. The borough's not going to mess with that.
That autonomy is provided for in the proposed borough charter, and Prunella said he was going to suggest that Petersburg amend its borough petition so that it would take a supermajority, or two-thirds, of borough voters to make any changes to the charter. One of the benefits Prunella saw, specifically for Kuprinoff, is that as part of a borough, it could have more say on issues like the Petersburg Cake Road and electrical intertie. Kuprinoff is opposed to proposed routes that would run right through the middle of its roadless rural community.
A borough has more influence on dealing with state and federal land uses and other things than without one. They, for some reason, will pay more attention to boroughs and or counties than they do cities. So you'll have a bigger voice in anything that they're trying to do around here.
Influence over state and federal land use issues in the area has become a growing concern for Petersburg officials, who are at odds with an energy company and other communities that have been pushing for an extensive series of hydroelectric projects in nearby Thomas Bay. However, Petersburg officials have also emphasized the issue of taxes. One of the other reasons the petition gives for borough formation is that it would allow, quote, the development of an equitable system of taxation from new areas to support existing and new public services and public infrastructure. Kuprinov resident Sharon Sprague noted that in the past, Petersburg officials pushed the borough as a way to raise more revenue.
That was their premonition before, was that they were going to increase the tax base by forming the borough, which would bring them more money. And I heard Mr. Perella say the other night, if it's because of money, it's not
it, yeah.
the right idea.
I'll say it again.
But that's what was put out before.
I know what was put out before. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing.
So we still hear it. And we still hear that we aren't paying our share for the school.
Yeah,
so it's all that same thing.
Back in 2008, some residents of Kuprinov and other outlying areas were angered by suggestions they were not paying their fair share in taxes, and that remains a sore spot, Kuprinov councillor and mayor pro tem Dan Atinas.
The fact of the matter is that most of the people sitting around this table have property in Petersburg, pay Petersburg property taxes as well as sales taxes and boat slips. We don't feel like we're getting a free ride.
I don't think I said that.
No, you didn't.
Well, it's insinuated many times.
By me?
No. I want you to understand why we feel, you know.
I understand. I'm trying to do my best to tell them how they can do it better or say it better or climb up.
And Prunella has also been encouraging the Petersburg City Council to do more outreach and hold more meetings to discuss the borough plan. In particular, Kuprinov's Tom Reinarts wanted to see an explanation of changes he noticed between the draft borough petition and the final version approved by the Petersburg Council in 2008.
And so my suggestion is that it's those kinds of things that have people very skeptical and very concerned about what does all this mean.
Reinarts suggested Petersburg's officials should sit down with the Kuprinov City Council to talk about these issues, and Kuprinov Councillor Richard Sprague had a tongue-in-cheek suggestion as the hour-long discussion wound down.
If you want our signatures, then leave us out of the borough, and we'll give them to you.
Well, that's not my... I can't make that decision. You know that.
The petition can actually only be signed by residents who live in areas that would be part of the borough. Petersburg needs the support of at least 22 people outside city limits, along with about 145 people from within existing city limits. The city was able to gather enough Petersburg signatures the last time around, but was far short of the signatures needed from outside the city. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.